Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Levy payers tell AHDB one of the things they value most is the marketing and advertising activity. This proactive work fits neatly alongside some of the reactive work, correcting misinformation and inaccuracies in the media and protecting the reputation of British food and farming. The balancing act, if you like. Well, a key component of the proactive stuff is AHDB's hugely successful We Eat Balanced campaign. It's returned to national TV screens from the 4th of January. The campaign aims to highlight the role meat and dairy from the UK plays in a balanced and sustainable diet. This time, the advertisement story is set in a kitchen and in the countryside and features an inquisitive little girl, Nancy, alongside her granddad.
There's lots of goodness in there. And there.
How does the goodness get in?
Actually, meat and dairy naturally contain vitamin B12, which helps us get energy from food and stay healthy.
Wow. Meat and dairy. Enjoy the goodness.
I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, we plan to take you behind the scenes of the AHDB marketing department and briefly into the world of advertising. To tell us more about the campaign, AHDB's Nicola Dodd joins us. Hi, Nicola. Thanks for sparing the time to come on the podcast. Just to start with, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for levy payers.
Hi, John. I've been working at AHDB for over 11 years now within the consumer marketing department. During this time, I've worked on a large number of campaigns and marketing activities across each of the sectors, which have reached millions of people with relevant and motivating messages that have positively changed attitudes and driven sales. In the last year, as a team, we ran 8 national campaigns, which is about 1 in every 6 weeks, which delivered an average return of £9 in retail sales for every £1 of levy money invested. And we've also won industry awards for some of our work too. We work closely with the consumer insight team to identify any issues or opportunities and then create campaigns to respond to these market dynamics. In the past, we've very much focused on promoting a range of core products or cuts each time. But this last year or so, we've been working with the meat and dairy sectors to form a campaign that addresses issues at an industry level with our We Eat Balanced campaign.
So some pretty impressive stuff there, Nicola, not least the statistic that £9 in retail sales for every £1 of levy money invested. So what's the thinking behind the current campaign?
The campaign aims to provide consumers with facts about the positive role lean meat and dairy can play as part of a healthy, balanced diet. So it's about trying to reconnect consumers with their food and make them feel good about the choices that they make. Our campaign demonstrates that by sourcing meat and dairy from the UK, it means people are buying a product with a lower carbon footprint and produced to some of the highest production standards compared to the rest of the world. The adverts also highlight the goodness within meat and dairy as a natural source of vitamin B12, which is an essential nutrient not naturally found in foods of plant origin. So in essence, we're encouraging people to eat a varied and healthy diet that's balanced rather than eliminating any particular food groups and to choose meat and dairy that's from Britain.
You've given some impressive stats already, and I mentioned in the introduction that the campaign is hugely successful. Are there any other ways that you're able to measure that?
Well, measurement is tricky. We measure our marketing work by reviewing attitudes to key statements, but also purchase intent. So it's hard to make seismic shifts in a short space of time, but having a positive impact on attitudes towards the consumption of meat and dairy should in turn affect behaviours and then ultimately sales. And the campaign so far has already shown really good results with our target audience. For example, people associating meat with being healthy rose by 9%, dairy being produced in a sustainable way went up 8%, and an increase in purchase intent for meat went up 11%. So these are all really good shifts.
Perhaps important context is also to say, why is the advertising activity important?
People are making buying decisions about our products every day. Yet, unfortunately, as you mentioned before, there's also lots of negative messages out there based on misinformation and mistruths, which suggests our products are bad, you know, either bad for their health, bad for the environment, or bad for the animals. And these are exacerbated further by social media, particularly now and during a time such as January, where campaigners term veganuary, when people are being bombarded with reasons to become plant-based and exclude meat and dairy from their diets. Our farmers have got a really good story to tell and people are interested in it. So through our advertising, we have to voice the great work they do. And we really aim to educate people about the health benefits that are found naturally in our meat and dairy products, alongside the fact that our meat and dairy from Britain is produced to world-class sustainability and welfare standards. So really, it's about providing a platform to grow our sales, not only domestically, but also overseas too.
Right at the beginning, I talked about this podcast sort of creating an opportunity to look behind the scenes of the marketing department. And I would imagine that for many of our listeners, there is a fair amount of naivety around the advertising world and what's involved. So give us some insight. How much time and money goes into this sort of project?
A great deal of time, actually. It's been a big project for many of us across the business, as it's not just the marketing team that get involved. We also work closely with a lot of other teams to use their knowledge and specialities to ensure that we're providing the right messages to the right people in the right places. So in terms of money, we've been working to a budget of £3 million. So this is split across creating and managing all the advertising and the website content, and then the media spend, which is about getting the adverts shown on TV, online and in print. So £3 million might sound quite a lot, but if you look at the spend of some of our competitors, such as Quorn, they spend about double that. And it definitely does help that the beef, lamb, pork and dairy sectors have pooled their money really to help us benefit from economies of scale.
So you've talked about advertising. That looks like the right opportunity for me to bring in our next guest. Peter Park, welcome to the podcast. You're from the Ogilvy Agency and you produce the advert for AHDB. What's your background, Peter, and what's your role in this story?
Hey, John. Well, thanks for inviting me on, first of all. I think there's probably two parts of my background that's important in this story. One's professional and one's personal, actually. So professionally, you know, I'm a business director at Ogilvy, which is the advertising agency that AHD appointed for this campaign. And it's my role to really understand, you know, what the requirements of AHDB and how can we partner with them to deliver a campaign that meets all the objectives that Nicola have talked about. But on a personal level, you know, I'm from a farming family and it goes back generations on both sides. And my parents actually still live on the family farm, and I don't know if you believe this, but they actually met at Young Farmers Club. So for me, there's a real personal element to this project that's been close to my heart.
That personal connection, I think, shows through in the advert that is currently on television. So we will put a link in the show notes to enable our listeners to click through and see the advert if they haven't seen it broadcast on television. Now, making a television ad is, I gather, surprisingly complicated. So tell us the steps that you follow.
Yeah, John, well, there's quite a few steps we follow, but I think I can break it down for the listeners into five. One is you need an idea. Two is we like to research that idea. So what do the great British public think of it? Three, we need to make sure whatever we produce is legally sound and adheres to the BCAP code, which is a broadcasting code of practice to make sure legally we can say everything. And then once we've got that idea that is legally sound and the British public like, we then need to go and make it. We need to commission a director to bring that vision to life, and then we need to film it on set. So I can kind of take you through each of those steps if you'd like.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, so I'm interested in the idea and particularly where the Nancy and the Grandad characters came from.
Yeah, well, I suppose the idea is one of the first steps and one of the most important steps of making any ad. And, you know, we're really thinking about how can we communicate our message in a way that's simple and concise, but also it's going to resonate with a mass audience. You know, here we're talking about broadcast TV advertising, so we need to make sure it has mass appeal. In terms of where that character Nancy came from, and Grandad as well, her character actually came from the creative team's experience of having young children themselves, and young girls in particular. So a lot of her characteristics came from real world observations of our own kids. And I think everyone's going to recognise this, you know, that inquisitive nature. If you've got children or grandchildren, or you've got experience of working with children, that incessant questioning that we see in the ad. You know, Nancy asks the question, and before Grandad can answer, she's on to the next one, and then she's on to the next one. It's what I call the why stage of childhood. You know, why that, and why that? And I think through that character, we can actually get away with questions that an adult can't ask. They're a little bit naive and childlike, but there's a real charm to that as well.
So when you've had the idea, Peter, and the research shows that it's good and it'll go down well with the audience, there's a whole load of legal stuff that needs to be gone through, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. There's one or two things we need to do. So we work very closely with an organisation called Clearcast, and they really ensure that anything that we put on air adheres to the BCAP code, which is a UK code for broadcast advertising. So, for example, you know, any claims that we make in the advert need to be substantiated with evidence. And it's a very rigorous process. You know, during that process, I think we were knocking on 160, 170 emails between us and Clearcast, making sure that everything we do really adheres to that code. And especially when we're talking about farming practices and also health claims, they need to get subject matter experts involved in that decision making to make sure that, like I say, anything we say is compliant with that code. And I think the important thing to note here is this is in stark contrast to regulation around social media advertising. You know, complaints can be lodged retrospectively for social media advertising, but anything could go on there in the first place. So broadcast adheres to a very different code of practice to social. So people who see TV adverts can be reassured that it's been through that process. The other element, because we're talking about health claims in this advert, is something called the EU Register. It's probably something people aren't familiar with. It's a register used by advertisers who want to highlight a particular health benefit of their product. So in our case, red meat and dairy. And the EU have a register of approved health claims that we need to adhere to. And again, the objective of these rules is to ensure that any claims made in food advertising are clear, they're accurate, and they're based on scientific evidence. So yeah, overall, we have a very rigorous process that will involve Clearcast to make sure we adhere to the BCAP code, and also making sure that any health claim we make adheres to the EU register of approved claims.
Tell us about the shoot itself.
Yeah, the shoot itself. So it was a 2-day shoot in a lovely farm in Henley. And we split the shoot between day one, which is the outdoor element of the shoot, and day two is the indoor food element. So it's not shot chronologically. And TV shoots are really run to military precision. We're down to the minute in terms of where we need to be at what time. So everything is mapped out in advance. So we know, for example, where the sun's going to be at certain parts of the day, and therefore what angle we need to shoot from. And that was probably one of the biggest challenges, actually. Filming in November, we were really racing against the sun to make sure we had the daylight to film it. And the other element, the biggest unknown, was working with sheep and cattle and seeing how are they going to behave with their 15 minutes of fame. Luckily, we had a shepherdess from a neighbouring farm on hand who did a great job of controlling the sheep. And eventually, the farmer managed to wrangle the cattle into position for that rain scene in the middle of the ad. But that did take a while for them to play ball.
Our listeners are all too familiar with how unpredictable cattle can be. So you're singing to the choir there. That's no problem. Just tell us a little bit about the director then, because that's an important character to make all this work.
So director is a key stage of the process. And actually, we were looking for someone with quite unique skills here, because not only is it really a food advert, it's also getting a great performance out of the actress in this case. So we needed someone who was able to shoot food beautifully. And Paul, who we commissioned, has worked on many food ads, including Lerpak, who's kind of the benchmark for food advertising. But we also needed someone who could work with children and get a performance out of them. Just so happens he has a young daughter himself, around the same age. So he was fantastic at making that happen. But I think Paul's skills really lie in what we call the transitions from one scene to the other. So when you watch the ad, it should be very pleasing on the eye as you see Nancy and Grandad transition from the oven up into the outdoor scene and then back into the farmhouse. As you watch it, those transitions are very smooth, which is something that brings an extra element to the ad.
You mentioned that the location, the farm, was in Henley, and I gather that that's a film location that's been used before.
Yeah, you know, filming at that farm in Henley, we were following in the famous footsteps of Timothy Dalton. So his first Bond film, actually, The Living Daylights, was filmed there back in 87. So the location had a good pedigree. And the particular scene that was filmed there was called the Milkman scene. So there's also a good link to the dairy at the farm as well.
Who'd have thought, hey, AHDV and James Bond, that those two things would ever appear in the same sentence. But OK, good stuff. Now, where will we see the advert? Shall I come back to you, Nicola? Tell us, where can people see it?
Yeah, so the advert's being broadcast now. As you said, it went live on the 4th of January across ITV, Channel 4 and a range of Sky channels, as well as you can catch it on on-demand services. So it's on a variety of different shows, popular shows such as Coronation Street, Emmerdale, The Chase. We're showing it within food programmes such as Sunday Brunch, and then also during films and dramas, all sorts really. So you'll be able to see it right up until the end of February, till the 27th of February. We've also actually created some shorter versions, so you can also catch a 15-second version of the adverts online, such as on YouTube. And then we've also created some 10-second shorter versions for social media channels, where people tend to be more engaged in that sort of shorter content.
Now, I'm interested in how you decide where these adverts appear. Is that something that you can tell us a little bit about, Peter? How do you make the decisions about those slots?
Yeah, it's not actually my area of expertise, John. That's more the media agency who plan that. But essentially, they will have audience data to assess, you know, the best times of day and the best slots to be able to place them in.
OK, but obviously really carefully considered, because those shows all have huge audiences. Nicola, just perhaps for our listeners, the levy payers, they might want to get involved. They particularly, you've talked about the versions that are available for social media and on YouTube. How can levy payers get involved?
Yep. So some of our levy payers are already playing a key part in the advertising, actually, because we've been working with farmers across the country to make them central to the campaign. So their personal stories of how hard they work to make meat and dairy some of the most sustainable in the world has really added some authenticity to our social campaign. And then, like you said, we've also got our social channels that we're encouraging other levy payers to get involved with. So really, by following our social channels, which will be attached in the link to this podcast. So we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So really, if people can like and share the content, that would be great. We've also got some of our levy payers, so our retailers are getting behind it. Across the board, the retailers are really showing their support by having in-store advertising and online advertising. So really, to give those consumers a little extra nudge at the point of purchase. So there should be no missing their campaign, and it'd be great to get whatever support we can.
Excellent. Look, thank you very much. That was a really interesting insight into the world of marketing and advertising. AHDB want your feedback. And so if you've got any comments about this podcast or suggestions for future episodes, please get in touch. You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. Thanks to my guests, Peter Park from Ogilvy, and AHDB's Nicola Dodd. Kate Smith produced this podcast. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
Spring 2022 is your opportunity to vote to have your say about the future direction of AHDB. For more information, you can email shapethefuture@ahdb.org.uk or visit the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk.